An investigation by the Guardian newspaper reveals two-thirds of U.S. food aid to starving countries is purchased from three mega food corporations, ADM, Cargill, and Bunge. ADM won half the contracts from the U.S. Department of Agriculture for food aid in 2010 to 2011, worth $300 million. Cargill, the world's largest private company, won $96 million in food aid contracts. Since the 1950s, the United States has required that food aid provided to poor countries must be purchased, processed, or shipped by an American company. This practice, known as tied aid, has long been criticized by international development advocates for undermining the capacity of poor nations to grow their own food. In recent years, the European Union and Canada have abandoned tied aid in favor of cash assistance. Eric Munoz of Oxfam America declared that the Guardian investigation, quote, makes it abundantly clear that it is the massive multinational firms, not rural American farmers, that are the direct beneficiaries of rigged rules governing U.S. food aid programs, unquote. On Capitol Hill, lobbyists for ADM, Cargill and Bunge are working to block any mandate that food aid be purchased near the hunger crisis zone rather than being shipped from the United States. South Sudan became a new nation with high hopes and celebration on July the 9th, 2011. A year later, that optimism has disappeared. In January, the South Sudan government, led by President Salva Kiir, shut down oil shipments to Sudan in response to a dispute over transfer fees. The decision put the economy in free fall and led to border skirmishes with Sudan. The World Bank issued a stern warning to South Sudan's government of a looming, quote, economic contraction, unquote, which could lead to currency depreciation, rising inflation, and spiking food prices. At the same time, social conditions for women and children in the new nation are crumbling. The country has the world's worst maternal death rate, the lowest percentage of literate females, and very few girls enrolled in school. Absent a compromise with Sudan over oil prices, South Sudan sees its future tied with Kenya. Government officials hope one day to build an oil pipeline to Kenya, bypassing the increasingly troubled route through Sudan. In early April, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention sent a strong warning to Florida health officials over a tuberculosis outbreak in Jacksonville that killed 13 people. The CDC urged swift action by Florida authorities to contain the TB outbreak. According to the Palm Beach Post, the CDC report was submitted 9 days after Florida Governor Rick Scott signed a bill downsizing the state health department, including the state hospital used for treating difficult TB cases. The Jacksonville TB outbreak was centered in the city's homeless population and outpatient mental health center. According to the CDC, over 3,000 people in the last 2 years had come into contact with this vulnerable population, but only 250 were evaluated for TB. Most Floridians never heard about the TB outbreak in Jacksonville until June, when the same strain of virulent TB surfaced in other communities, including Miami. Faced with a health crisis, the Duval County Health Department covering Jacksonville called in the CDC when it became overwhelmed with TB cases. Today, the county health department has 250 fewer workers than during the last TB outbreak to affect the community in 2008. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Nigel Victor Rees.